The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We hear all the time about the extinction of species, but today we're going to hear about the discovery of new species of fish in the Indian Ocean and also why ants really enjoy a sugary hit. For the Green Scene, we're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Pat.
So, they went deep for these fish, did they not?
They did, and it's really, it strikes me every time we hear about new discoveries from under the ocean, really how little we know about what's going on under the waves. And this was an Australian researcher mission. They set out from Darwin and they travelled for 6 days to get to the Cocos Islands. So these are kind of 600 miles off the coast of Indonesia, very far away. And then, as you say, they went very, very deep and they found a lot of stuff.
Now, you've tweeted the pictures of these fish and we're going to retweet them. They are worth looking at because they are highly exotic.
They're incredible. I mean, the fish were the star of the show, no doubt. I mean, all of these fish had incredible features, like little lures hanging out of their bodies to attract things. They had kinds of bioluminescence, this is light, that really were very unusual, red light that we don't often see, and incredible body parts. I mean, there was fish that had fins that were adapted to be like little legs that they could walk along. This amazing deep sea bat fish, it looks like sort of a little ray, but a pig-like face and little feet.
Thus proving that we did crawl out of the oceans.
Yeah, well, absolutely. The tribute spider fish, whose fins have actually adapted to look like stilts. It actually looks like a fish on stilts, and it essentially uses these to hover over the seabed so it can grab things that swim past. And unknown eels with transparent skin.
I looked at that, the blind eel. I mean, you can see its body parts through its skin.
Absolutely. And then fish that have jaws that are on these incredible hinge systems that sort of unfold as they open their mouth. I mean, quite terrifying looking, some of them, if they were large and close to you, but really just amazing. I mean, the research team think that between 10 and 30% of what they found could be completely new to science. So it's incredible.
And this particular fish with the jaws, it uses a bioluminescence using a light frequency that most fish can't see. So it can have a look around like, night vision.
Stealth tactics to hunt here. So really, really amazing biology here under the sea.
They also studied the geography of the seabed.
They did, and they found really, really enormous undersea volcanoes, up to 5,000 metres tall, so five times as tall as our tallest mountain. And these are really, really important because sea currents rush up the side of these mountains, and that helps nutrients to mix in the ocean. So these kind of undersea structures are really important for health.
Tell me, did they find plastic?
Unfortunately, they did. And they found it on the top, they found it on the bottom, they found it everywhere.
There is going to be a national park to try and protect all of this area.
Yeah, they have. That's actually why they were there. There is a large national park being set up and they're trying to get baseline data so they can monitor the health of the area. So as we're talking more about our own marine protected areas, this is the kind of work we'll have to do around our oceans as well.
Now, what about ants and enjoying a sugary treat?
Well, I know we all feel a bit better sometimes after a biscuit, and it seems ants do too. We've talked before about bees. You know, bees seem to have more intellect than maybe we thought, and researchers decided to look at ants. So what they did was they trained just black garden ants to react to two different smells. One smell, if they smelt it, they got a positive treat. And the other one, they got an electric shock or something bitter tasting. Then they put the ants in a maze and they gave them a choice of going down a route that had no smell or a route that had a mixed smell of the previous two smells. So that was kind of an ambiguous choice for the ants. And they found that about 2/3 of the time, the ants actually went down the route with the two smells, which kind of suggests on balance they were hopeful that it would be the good outcome.
Yeah.
But interestingly, when they had a little sugary treat beforehand, that level of optimism seemed to increase. And actually, they were more likely to go down the somewhat ambiguous route, suggesting that there's hope there.
So that ants can experience optimism, they can decide, OK, I know I might get a shock or I might get a bitter thing, but also I might just get that little treat. So off they go.
Exactly.
After a hit of sugar.
In a way, the researchers are saying we've always just presumed that insects and invertebrates don't have these kind of emotions, for want of a better word. But actually research in bees, and now this research says we need to think a bit more, and maybe the very primitive brain has these simple circuits that are doing this.
In other words, they are able to make a decision that it's not all preordained. You know the way they talk about ants and the reason they scurry around like they do. They're leaving markers for ants to follow to where the food might be and all of that. And it's almost as if it's involuntary. They just do it.
Yeah.
And this, but no, they may decide to do it.
Exactly. And anyone that watches ants probably won't be surprised.
All right, Ruth, it's fascinating stuff. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.